This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in Vietnam early Thursday for talks with the country's communist leaders on the final stop of his two-nation tour of Asia. During his first stop in North Korea Wednesday, Putin signed a mutual defense pact with leader Kim Jong-un. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency has reported that the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership Agreement, reached by its leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin, says that Article 4 of that agreement states that if one of the countries gets invaded and is pushed into a state of war, that the other must deploy, quote, all means at its disposal without delay to provide military and other assistance. The deal could mark the strongest connection between Moscow and North Korea since the end of the Cold War. Both Kim and Putin describe it as a major upgrade of their relations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. forecasters say tropical storm Alberta will continue to produce gusty winds and heavy rains as it moves along the coast of the southwestern state of Texas and northeastern Mexico Thursday. Authorities in Mexico say the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season caused three deaths Wednesday in the northeastern state of Nuevo León. The National Hurricane Center says as much as 13 to 25 centimeters of rain was expected in some areas along the Texas coast, with even higher isolated totals possible. Some higher locations in Mexico could see as much as 50 centimeters of rain, which could result in mudslides and flash flooding. Alberta was expected to rapidly weaken overland and dissipate Thursday. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. This is VOA News. Families of the 346 people killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes asked the U.S. Justice Department on Wednesday to seek a fine against the aviation giant of nearly $25 billion and move forward with a criminal prosecution. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has more.
A lawyer for the family said the amount was justified, saying Boeing was guilty of the deadliest corporate crime in U.S. history. Earlier in the week, the families had gathered at Congress as company chief Dave Calhoun was grilled over the incidents. Calhoun said Boeing took responsibility for the crashes, which were traced to a design flaw. But the families say the aerospace giant neglected known safety issues and must face prosecution. After the crashes in 2018 and 2019, Boeing agreed to a deferred prosecution deal with the DOJ, shielding it from criminal charges if it promised to improve its compliance program. However, the department last month concluded that the firm had not honored all terms of the deal, something Boeing denies.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. The southern U.S. state of Louisiana has become the first in the nation to require the Ten Commandments be displayed in all public classrooms. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed the bill into law. The legislation, drafted by Republicans, calls for a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in easily readable font be displayed in all public classrooms, from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Opponents question the law's constitutionality, warning there could be lawsuits. Proponents say the purpose of the measure is not solely religious, but that it has historical significance. The displays must be in place in classrooms by the start of 2025. I'm Mike Hempen.
Activists in the southern U.S. state of Alabama marked the Juneteenth federal holiday Wednesday with the dedication of a new memorial for those who endured and survived slavery. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Thousands of surnames grace a towering monument representing the more than 4 million enslaved people who were freed after the Civil War. The National Monument to Freedom is the centerpiece of the new Freedom Monument Sculpture Park in Montgomery, Alabama. The founder of the Equal Justice Initiative said, "Juneteenth is a day to honestly confront the brutality of slavery, but also honor the people who managed to remain hopeful despite what they faced." The monument stretches four stories into the sky and is inscribed with 122,000 surnames that formerly enslaved people chose for themselves in the 1870 census after being emancipated at the Civil War's end. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com and download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA.